Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hello, Miles. My name is Eric Spies. I'm calling in regards to an order that was shipped out early last week, and I was calling to see if you can maybe help me with some kind of an update to maybe what's going on with it.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
That's all right.
And I thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Just tell me when you're ready for the order number.
And the system is loading all the necessary resources and components that it needs in order to operate in a very highly secure and highly encrypted manner for your information security. And it won't be too much longer now. Okay. And I'm ready for the account number.
Oh, I don't have my account number. Would you like the order number?
Sure, I'm ready for the order number.
Yes, sir. It is 9, then followed by 4 zeros, then 39058.
Okay, thank you. And I understand you've already confirmed the name associated with the order. Can you confirm the address associated with the order?
3823 Surrey Road. Toledo, Ohio, 43615.
Is that the same as Sylvania Township?
It's supposed to be. I've had this corrected 3 times now, and it keeps reverting back to Sylvania Township. I live in Toledo.
Okay. I'm sure the Postal Service won't have any difficulty getting your package to you.
Because I even put that dash after my zip code, my 4-digit number that puts it right to my house, and they always keep coming up when they send it out, Sylvania Township.
Oh, okay. I understand.
It's weird.
And then can you confirm the email address associated with the account?
It's b71@aol.com.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. And I'm checking on the tracking.
Yeah, I keep checking that too, and UPS says the package has not been handed to them.
It has not. It's en route to DHL e-commerce as of May 14th at 1:34 local time. And I'll send you the tracking link so you can track it not only via the United States Postal Service, but also via DHL. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've sent that email to email address. I can wait for you to verify receipt of the email. That's not a problem. And the subject of the email reads tracking for Eagle Moss package.
Let me see here, sir. Oh, and I just clicked that link. Is that what you're saying? This DHL? Is that what?
Yes, sir. You would first use the tracking through DHL, and then once DHL provides the package to the United States Postal Service, you could track it with the United States Postal Service. And this will be moving forward for anything, pretty much so anything that you order from Eagle Moss, that's how it's going to be shipped. It doesn't tell you that, you know, on the website or anything. And when you get the email with the tracking, it provides you with the United States Postal Service tracking, which is not updated until they obtain the package. So that leaves you for a period of time without any tracking updates. So now you know that you can just, you know, pull up the DHL website, you know, DHL.com, plug in the United States Postal Service tracking number, and then click on the button to track the package, and then that'll pull up the tracking information as the package is, you know, making its way to your area, where it will be handed off to the Postal Service so they can finalize the delivery.
Okay. All right. But we just don't know how long DHL usually takes to handle that, hand that stuff off.
Oh, I have no idea how long it's going to take. It's unable to be determined, really.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right, so the 7 to 10 business days is out the window, though.
Well, I mean, in this case, you placed your order on May 4th. The order was sent to the warehouse on May 10th. And then it shipped on May 11th.
Right.
And then as we see with the tracking information through DHL, it was en route to DHL e-commerce as of May 14th, it said, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it just takes – it.
So
there's
you
no way that –
hand off to someone else who hands off to DHL, who hands off to UPS.
No. It goes first to DHL – and then to the United States Postal Service.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, what, mm-hmm. why there's such a delay in this particular instance or
you know
in any
I mean?
Instance.
Like, it's from the 14th, it just had been sitting with DHL. It's just weird because we're going to be coming tomorrow. Be a whole week gone by that it's been sitting with DHL.
Well, it's what it says en route
so
to
I mean,
DHL.
They might not even have it.
Right. It says en route.
What does that mean?
So that almost sounds like the same thing as when you look up something with USPS and it says tracking label created, USPS awaiting package,
mm-hmm.
if you've ever saw that in your tracking information.
Yeah.
So that sounds like DHL's version of, you know, shipping label created, DHL awaiting package or something of that nature.
That's just so weird. So DHL doesn't even pick these up from the warehouse.
I'm not sure how it's done. I can't say with any certainty.
Okay.
If I don't know if we have a big truck and we take it over to a DHL location and they unload it and put it into their warehouse, or if a DHL truck actually shows up at our warehouse,
gotcha.
Loads up all of our shipments, and then carries them off to their distribution center. I'm not sure, you know, how that works. I don't have any of that insider intel.
Okay. Did they move warehouses?
Yes, we have moved warehouses. The warehouse was previously in Meadville,
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, yes, yes.
Yes, and now it's in it's in Jefferson or something. It's in Indiana. I'd have to look up
it didn't go too far. Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to look up the return address because I closed out my scripting.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I did see it here. It said something Jefferson. They're waiting. Jefferson, you know.
Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Yeah, yes. Okay. I appreciate your help, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's it. Thank you again, sir.
You're very welcome, Lotta. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.